Welcome to The Hitch, week three.
Hi.
Hi.
It's day 16.
Yeah, we just looked it up, 16.
It is, the sun is setting right now.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
You can probably hear crickets and whatever
and lately,
those little chirpers are.
Lately, we haven't been chirpers.
What are those? Those crick frogs, maybe?
I don't know.
Cicadas? Something.
Are they cicadas?
I don't know.
Some kind of cricket? It
gets loud at night, though. I've come out a little later than this a few different times, and it's, there's a real, like, chorus of
I haven't been coming
stuff.
Out at night.
Yeah, well, we're
this
out.
This is really
it's
nice.
Super
it's
nice.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice breeze blowing. We realized today, so our trailer is parked so it's facing west, and when the sun has flipped at a certain point in the sky, it really gets full baked.
Yeah.
And so we actually opened the awning up today.
We did.
And it helped a bunch.
Yeah, I don't know why it took us so long.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. I've exclusively thought of the awning as a thing that you put down because it looks cute and
yeah,
not a thing that is
actually functional.
Functional.
No.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is the other day I thought, oh, when we're in Marfa, we should definitely use it. It'll help with the sun. I don't know why I didn't think here as well, where the sun is super intense.
Yeah. Well, and it did. I think,
yeah, it's great. Well, I
like
think we
cut.
Didn't do it any earlier because it's been windy.
It has been very windy. Yeah.
And then there have been like at least the promise of storms a lot. And so,
but yeah.
Anyway, that's why we didn't do it. We did it. You and the 14-year-old did it.
Yeah, we did
it
ourselves.
And it looks great. I'm excited.
Yeah,
and
we
it's
got
helped,
lights on it.
I think.
And I think it helped today.
I think
for
it helps
because
it shades
and,
the windows.
And yeah, it's really just nice, beautiful out
I know,
here right now.
It is
now.
Gorgeous. Man, this area is beautiful.
Yeah, it really is.
It's so lush. And I don't know if it is often like this or if it's just, I know they've had a lot of rains.
Everything is super green.
I know
as green as
they,
can be.
Guess what?
What?
We tried to go to the trains again. The little train.
Yeah.
Again in the park in Silver
Day
Park.
Day two.
Day two of an attempt.
It wasn't a rainy day today.
No, it was supposed to be, but then it actually ended up being sunny and warm.
Yeah.
And downright hot, beyond warm.
Yeah.
And but we went early enough. We went in. We were all excited. It wasn't raining. We were going to, me and the boys were going to ride this little train. They have this adorable little like miniature train that goes all through this park.
Like
which
on
is just
tracks.
On tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just south of downtown.
Yeah.
In this wonderful park where there's like playgrounds and
a 3-acre pool.
Yeah. A botanic garden and all. Yeah. The pool looks amazing. Like natural spring fed pool. We need to go back and go swimming. Anyway. So we got to the train and I looked it up online ahead of time and it didn't say that it was closed. Alas,
train
it's closed.
Man.
Because I think it said because of erosion onto the tracks.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was disappointing. All throughout the day, the 3-year-old kept going, that was too bad. But he wouldn't say what. And I was like, what? And then, of course, he would say, the train.
Oh,
poor little guy.
He was looking forward to it.
He was. But he had a blast in the playground. And yeah, we
when
did that for
back,
a while.
When he came back, he was like, there were two playgrounds.
Yeah, there were.
There were multiple ways to go. I was like, okay. Because, you guys went. I worked a full ass day
today. Yeah, you had a really long day.
It was like
fact,
a 12-hour day.
It's 9 o'clock p.m. And you're just finishing.
Yeah.
So we are recording late. I'm like practically asleep.
No, it's interesting because we, I'm thinking back when we were in St. Louis and that sort of thing. And how off everything felt. Like we were just out of sync, you know? And then Memphis, it really felt like the first time we remembered really how to live in the trailer in a way that didn't feel like a huge, like a burden that you had to keep remembering things and stuff like that. And this week, which I guess we're now in week three, right? This week, it feels like we're really living in the trailer now. Like
agreed.
We totally have a routine where I'm working every day. You all are commuting into town, you know.
Like, and I'm getting used to the drive. Like I understand how to get in and how to get back. And I mean, it's, everything's under construction here and it's all crazy, so I still have to use the GPS, but I pretty much know where I'm going, and it feels like a normal kind of commute into town.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to feel really comfortable, like we're going to the grocery store, just like, oh, it's our store, you know? Yeah. And it's always amazing to me how quickly
that can, totally.
Can happen.
And how normal it can feel.
Right.
You know?
Like this life can feel very normal.
It you know, I am in a real heavy work point right now, and it doesn't feel any different than when I have real heavy work points at home.
Right.
You know? It's a little funky because, like, we got to do this. Like, when you all get back, like, we got to do a shuffle between who's on what side of the trailer
and
all of that.
And, like, today our plan, and it is what we did, is when we got back, we went swimming.
Yeah.
And so
I took
like
a little break
shuffling.
And I jumped in the pool, too.
Yeah, that felt so good.
It felt really
good. Oh, it felt so good.
I totally get why
there's so many swimming holes out here.
Yeah, it's really so funny. Everyone that you talk to...
Yeah.
In Austin, like multiple people that we've asked, like, hey, what do you recommend we
do? Yeah, like, what should we do?
What they rattle off are swimming holes.
Yeah, like so many. And they're all called swimming holes, even though some of them are like big lakes and stuff. And I know I texted our friend today and I was like, I get why everyone's swimming in these swimming holes all the time.
Right?
I mean, it's so hot and it just
and it
feels
really cuts the heat well.
Heavenly.
Yeah, it
getting
does.
In and just floating. And that Barton Springs, that natural spring area to swim, which in the park that I was in today, it just looked amazing. And it looked like about half of Austin was in there floating on tubes. And I was kicking myself because I didn't bring our swimsuits because we were we were going to go swimming later. Anyway, I get it. People are just floating out here in the water, and I understand why.
Definitely. Yeah, things lighten up for me after tomorrow, and I'm hoping to get in that pool.
Get in more swimming holes.
That Barton Lake looks amazing, or Barton Springs, I mean.
Yeah, it looked fun.
Really looks fun.
I was about to jump in there with my just regular clothes on
you
today.
You probably just wait.
It was hot. Yeah.
It really, the heat.
Oh, man.
And I keep looking ahead and looking at the heat ahead, and it looks like keeps going up through Carlsbad. Then it starts cooling
then
down.
Then it'll cool down.
Because
we're
going to
be going up in elevation. Yeah. So, and it'll be cool at night.
Yeah. But yeah, man, it's nice out right now. I can't get over how nice it is right now.
It is beautiful.
And we got the AC blasting in the trailer, but we need to shut
it
down.
I didn't realize it was so cool out here until we came up.
Beautiful.
But yeah, it is starting to feel more comfortable. We're getting really moved in. We have like multiple days of food in our fridge and, you know, ice cream in the freezer and all these things that, like, when we're moving around a lot, we don't do.
Yeah, it's funny, though, because, like, at home, we actually plan our, like, a week's worth of meals and do a week shopping on one day. And we just don't have the space for that here.
Yeah,
you know?
No.
So it's really,
so we have
it's
to do
like
it a couple days at
two
a time.
Or 3 days at a time, and then it's back. But you get to go here to HEB.
We're big fans.
Holy crap. What a grocery
store.
Those
are great stores.
Yeah.
And you know what? They have all sorts of random other things that are not normally found in grocery stores. They're awesome. Good prices. Yeah. I had never heard of or been inside one before coming to Texas.
A listener to my other podcast actually gave us a list of things to do in Austin, and most of it was taco or barbecue related.
Yeah.
But at the end, it was just sort of miscellaneous stuff, and they were like, HEB, and they were like, you've got to experience it. It's, you know, it's more than a grocery
so
store.
Good.
And it's funny because it is. Like, it totally is. Like, this
we
is
went
amazing.
To one this evening, and there was somebody, like, shoving, like, four big trees into the back of their car.
Totally.
And I'm like, you can buy trees here? I mean,
then the 14
they were actually small
the
trees, but they were large.
H-E-tree, which is pretty good.
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
But it's just great. And that's, I think, you know, one of the things that, you know, when we travel, even in amazing food cities like this or Memphis, most of the food we make is made by us.
Right.
And
because we can't afford to eat out all the time.
No, we
even
would
though
go so broke.
I want to in Austin.
I really want to. But so you go to a lot of grocery stores, and all the years that we've road tripped together, we've gone to a lot of grocery stores, you know, and it's actually really fun when you can go to the local chains. You know, I mean, HEB is an enormous chain, right? But it's very much of this place, you know, mm-hmm. and it's being able to experience a place through the lens of grocery stores mm-hmm. and commutes and stuff like that.
Right, like kind of regular stuff.
Yeah, such a different way to do it, and such a good way, you know.
Yeah.
Feel very connected to place. Having come to Austin a bunch myself before this, like,
right.
I never understood the place. And, like, we've only been here for a few days, and just kind of being in normal places and doing normal things, I feel like I understand it a lot more than I ever did before.
Yeah, it gives a sense that, oh, we live here, even though it's just for a week.
I know.
I like it.
We have been eyeing those monthly rates at this place, though.
I know. Yeah. I get why there's so many monthly people here.
Yeah.
It's a really nice place. And Austin is an amazing city.
It's a good town.
I love it.
It's
and
a real good
everything. I just want to eat everything.
Yeah.
Like,
we haven't eaten anywhere near enough tacos.
I know, we
yet.
Really haven't. We've been just kind of on the go and trying to just make our own food. But yeah, today I drove by like a million food trucks.
Oh,
that
man.
Just, oh man,
need
there were
to do
tacos
that.
Everywhere. And
we
I
are meeting
like,
some friends tomorrow night.
We are. I'm some, excited. Yeah.
He asked me what I wanted, and I was like, well, I really in Austin, it's barbecue or tacos. And he was like, well, how about a place that does both?
So sounds good to me.
That's where we're going tomorrow.
I'm ready
but,
to eat.
But yeah, for tonight, let's go. Let's head back into the trailer.
Yeah,
get those
open
windows
up the
open.
Windows.
Definitely.
Sounds good.
All right.
All right. Good
bye.
Night.
Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard, while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at Tin Can Evangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll
see
you
on the road.